This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Guys, we're going to let you do your favorite thing. You get to judge if Hannah was rude or not. 314-531-9898. Is Hannah being rude when she heats up her stinky food in the microwave? What's the policy when it comes to heating things up at the work? If you have something that has strong smells, whether they're positive or negative, I think it's in the eye of the beholder. Can you, should you, heat them up at work? 314-531-9898. Hannah has been eating these Factor meals we talked about on the show. Like, she accidentally signed up for a subscription that she doesn't know how to cancel. She has a million different, these microwavable meals. And so she heats them up in the kitchen, and now she's become the talk of the office.
Yeah, this is not a joke. The whole office is like giving me side eye for eating these Factor meals during the show.
It started with just passive aggressive looks. Now people are making actual comments about it.
Literally walking up to me at the microwave. Perfect example. Yesterday I had a chicken Alfredo protein pasta that I was doing, and it did have garlic in it. And three people from our sister station came up to me and they're like, "We've been smelling like hazardous gas. Like, are you cooking something?" And I was like, "What? Hazardous gas?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's like making our eyes water." And I was like, "I mean, I have chicken Alfredo pasta in here." And they're like, "Oh, okay." And that was it.
Couldn't
be
more.
Guys, this is not some like tuna fish deluxe. Like,
no, it's the rudest thing ever.
Right.
You couldn't be more rude.
Are you kidding me?
I've been actually having secret meetings to lead the charge.
Yeah, I bet it's you who's making the tea really
you
hot.
You heat up things in, when you work at a common building.
Let me eat. What am I supposed to do? Starve?
You could eat Uncrustables. You could eat like a million things that you don't have to heat up that stinks up the whole office. How did she describe it? Her eyes were watering. You cannot heat up something in a common workplace that has that strong of smells. Whether you think they're, because it's up to the beholder. So no, you're super rude. You can't do that.
Okay, first of all, I think all of Hannah's food smells awesome.
It does.
And I'm like jealous of it.
You would come to her
defense.
So
it's really weird to me that people are like, "My eyes are watering." I'm like, I think it smells great. Second of all, the first week I started working here, I get really obsessed with food, and I was really obsessed with tuna. I ate tuna for lunch every day for like a month.
And you were heating it up in there and stuff?
No, what I wasn't heating it up, but like everybody comes around by my desk.
Oh, yeah, because tuna
like,
does smell.
You can smell the tuna.
Yeah, that's disgusting too. You can't do that.
I'm eating what I want.
I know.
No,
like,
that's rude. You
I'm,
got to think about other people, guys.
No, I don't. If I'm hungry and I'm paying $1 million for
these
stupid
these meals.
Damn meals, I'm going to eat
There's only
them.
Been one time, I think, within like the entirety of the show that I've told Hannah, like, "Hey, Hannah, that smells really bad. Like,
yeah.
You're going to need to throw that away."
And you, oh, so we're all just supposed to cater to AB over here?
Right.
You have to throw it away.
She's the nose that knows.
No. If you are affecting other people, you are being rude. You have to think about other people in the office. You want to heat that up at home? You go for it. But if you work in a common...
There's like hundreds of people that work in this office. I'm never going to be able to find something that abides to everybody.
Brett, you're only saying this because you're not hungry during show times. So you never eat.
I never heat up anything like that because I'm not a rude person.
It would be different if you were hungry like us.
I am not a rude person.
What if I don't like the smell of coffee? Am I going to rip out the coffee pots in the kitchen?
True.
That's not the same.
That's the exact
same. Yeah, it is.
No.
Is there a compromise to where like you heat up your stinky meal and then you put in a meal everybody loves?
You light a candle?
Yeah.
That would be a little bit more considerate. Yeah, bring a candle. Like to work.
No! Everybody just needs to relax.
All right. Does Hannah need to do anything differently? Is it a common microwave that she can just use because she is eating a meal and people need to chill out? Or is it considered rude? Clearly.
Oh my gosh. People love to light me up on the text. Jeez.
Oh, I cannot wait to read these.
And that's just her family.
314-531-9898. We'll get to those next. Hannah said, oh my God, people are lighting me up on the text line. Can't wait to get to those text messages. Is Hannah being rude in the office or do people just need to chill out? She signed up for one of those subscription meal things. It's like a healthier lifestyle and healthy food always stinks anyways. It's like those factory meals and she heats them up in the office and people just keep making they have strong smells, and so people have made a bunch of comments giving her looks, and we don't know if she's being rude or not. Is it like a common microwave in our like cafe break room area and that's what it's supposed to be for, or should she be considerate and not heat up foods that have strong smells? 314-531-9898. What are people saying?
I'm going to start out with a nice text.
Oh, great.
It says, if it were rude or unacceptable to heat up food in the common workspace / break room, then there wouldn't be a microwave to use in the first place. It's there. Use it, girl. And it's absolutely no different than the coffee scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Facts?
No, coffee smells good. And I like coffee.
There's the defense. Yeah. Boom.
Everybody
drinks coffee. Right.
The coffee is
for everybody. That's the biggest thing. The coffee is being heated up for everyone. Hannah, you're not giving everyone a little bit of your protein fettuccine
I
Alfredo.
I always offer it to AB. She does.
So.
Always offer. Another text. This one's probably my favorite. Hannah is always rude.
Oh, wow.
That's all it says. Yep,
period. Yep. Damn. It does have a period on it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
And then a lot of people.
I love that person.
A lot of people are saying, like, it just depends what it is. Like, if it's fish, you can't reheat it. Also, a lot of people are saying if it's burnt popcorn, then you're really out of it. But, I mean, yeah, those are, like, crazy things.
You're saying that what you're heating up is just a regular everyday meal, and that's what the microwave is for.
Yes.
Okay. Laura, what do you think? Do you think that Hannah's being rude for heating up things in our company microwave?
Yes.
Yes. Tell her how she's rude, Laura. Go ahead.
Well, I work for a doctor's office, and one of my employees always brings Thai food and fish, and it just kind of reeks up the whole office, and we have patients coming in and out, and it's kind of embarrassing, to be honest, to have that smell, and it's really hard to air it out. I mean, we have some candles, but yeah, I think you should be more considerate of your employees and others that come in and out.
Think
well,
of all the listeners.
People should be considerate about me and how I'm fueling my body for the show.
Think of all the listeners that come through our building,
I mean,
Hannah.
Damn, I'm trying to be healthy. You
think
know?
About all yeah. the listeners that come through the building that now no longer listen to our show because you have stunk up the office.
Oh, yeah, we got listeners in the building.
Laura, thank you so much for the call. What was this text message that literally made you gasp out loud?
Kate B., I hope this is your sister.
I do, too.
Kate B. said, Brett really said, rules for thee, not for me, with the coffee.
That's hilarious. Brooklyn Tom, do you think Hannah's being rude by heating things up in the microwave that have strong smells?
Oh, God, no. Listen, Hannah, how you doing?
Listen, great.
You go to another floor, you be rude to them, you don't have to see them again, and you bring it back up.
Whoa, that's genius. That's you need to be healing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
The school that's downstairs, get ready. Protein pasta.